That's Sheriff Mike Chitwood, Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood. Volusia County has had an interesting, maybe not interesting to you, maybe tragic, but we kind of entered into this mode where there was a lot of shootings recently. And do you attribute, first of all, tell us about that, and do you attribute any of that to the ongoing, is there any connection of that to the unrest that we hear about in other states and other communities?
No, I don't see that. You know, I have a very good relationship, an excellent relationship with the Daytona Beach Police Department, in particular Chief Young. And, you know, we're out there helping him. The sheriff's office is out there helping him. You know, the sad part is it's random violence. It's convicted felons armed with firearms. I mean, you're on a basketball court, you get in an argument, somebody pulls out a gun and shoots somebody in the head and kills them. You know, you're in a card game where with friends of yours or people who are acquaintances, and you don't like what happens or something is said you don't like, and you pull out a gun and kill them. You got a nephew and an uncle getting a fight on Orange Avenue, and both pull out guns and shoot one another. So I think it's the wrong people in society having guns is what you're seeing in Daytona. And I'm almost certain in almost every one of those incidents, the Daytona Beach Police Department has made an arrest or has a warrant out for arrest of the shooter.
Yeah.
So they're getting the cooperation that they need, but the real cooperation is how do you stop people that shouldn't possess a firearm and have a propensity to violence that have a firearm? That's the riddle in American society. How do you prevent that? And you can't.
Yeah, you just got to try to educate and maybe people hearing those stories about the bad effects of that will stop it from happening maybe as much. Was there anything over the last since the last time we talked to you that you would want to put a word out to people in Volusia County to look for? I mean, obviously it's the holidays. I assume crime rate goes up during the holidays. Anything that we want to put out there in front of people?
Yeah, at holidays, you really got to be careful because it's not only the holidays for you, it's the holidays for the scumbags as well. So, you know, if you're out shopping at the mall, put your stuff in the trunk if you're out shopping. If you get boxes delivered to your house, my suggestion would be to cut those boxes up. Don't put them out advertising that you got a brand new flat screen TV or, you know, that you ordered 50 boxes from Amazon. Watch out for the porch pirates. You know, they'll be out in full swing. Although we have great success with those Ring doorbell cameras catching these idiots. We just had one in Deltona where they left the box and they opened up and took out the contents of the box. Now, the suspect in that case was a blue furry creature with big white eyes. We think it was the Cookie Monster because they stole two tins of cookies out of the Amazon.
Wow!
So you know you have to be on the lookout for that. And if you're shopping online, you really got to take caution because you know you could become a victim of fraud very easily online, just like anything else. So you have to make sure you're on a secure website. You know, you never, ever give your date of birth or your social security number out. Never give your credit card number out to anybody who may call or if there's an inquiry because they should have all that information. And use your common sense. If it doesn't feel right, it's probably not right.
Solid words of advice from Sheriff Mike Chitwood. Sheriff, stick with us. We got more to talk about, including some kind of challenge you're issuing us. We'll get to that and more. Stick around. It's the Morning Hog Show on 95.7 The Hog.